Now, we come to the introduction to chapter 1 of James. In this chapter, after the inscription and salutation, the apostle instructs the saints he writes to how to behave under afflictions and in every state of life, teaches them not to impute their sins to God, but to themselves, directs them in hearing the word, and cautions against self-deception in religion. The inscription and salutations found in James chapter 1, verse 1, in which the author of the epistle is described by his name and office, and the person it is written to, by the tribes of Israel they belong to, and by the condition in which they were scattered about in the world, to whom the apostle wishes all grace. And as they were in an afflicted state, he begins with an exhortation to rejoice in their afflictions, because thereby faith was tried, and that produced patience. And patience, being perfect, is the way to be complete and want nothing. James 1:2. But if any wanted wisdom how to behave under such exercises, he advises to apply to God for it, from whom it may be expected, since he is the giver of it, and gives it to all, and that liberally, and does not upbraid with the former conduct. James 1:5. But then, such should ask in faith, or otherwise it cannot be thought, they should receive, and besides, this would justly deserve the characters of fluctuating and unstable persons. James 1:6. And the exhortations the apostles had given, he observed, suited all sorts of persons, poor and rich, the one who is exalted amongst his poverty, and the other who is mean and frail and mortal amongst all riches, which is illustrated by the flower of the grass falling off and perishing. James chapter 1, verse 9. And upon the whole, he concludes the blessedness of the man that endures affliction patiently, since a crown of life is promised to him, and he will receive it. James 1:12. And from external temptations or afflictions, the apostle proceeds to internal ones, temptations to sin, and denies them to be of God, imputes them to the lust of man, and gives a very accurate account of the beginning, progress, and finish of sin by man, and observes that to place sin to the account of God and not man is a very great error. James 1:13, which he proves from the pure and holy nature of God and from the good and perfect gifts which all and only come from him, and instances in regeneration which is of his will and by his word in the beginning and spring of all good in man. James 1:17. And having mentioned the word, by means of that grace, he gives some rules about hearing it, that it should be heard with eagerness and received with meekness, and whatsoever is contrary thereunto should be avoided, as a forwardness to be teachers of it, wrath and anger at the doctrines of it, which do not work the righteousness of God, and all impurity and naughtiness of the mind, which must render it inattentive to it. And the rather all this should be regarded, since the word is the engrafted word, and able to save the souls of men, James 1:19. And particular care should be had that what is heard is put into practice, or otherwise it will be a self-deception, and such will be like a man that beholds his face in a glass and goes away and forgets what sort of man he is. Whereas, if a man looks into the grace of the gospel, hears the word attentively, remembers what he hears, and continues in it, he finds many blessed advantages in so doing, James 1:22. And then the apostle distinguishes between a vain religion and a pure one. A vain religion is only a seeming one, and may be known to be so by a man's not having no guard upon his tongue, wherefore he thinks himself religious, he is mistaken, and his heart deceived. James 1:26. But pure and undefiled religion, which is so in the sight of God, shows itself in a holy life, in conversation in general, and particularly in visiting and assisting widows and orphans in their distress. James 1, verse 27. End of the introduction to James chapter 1.